Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Before you got born again, you already learned a lot of things. You learned how to take care of yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for all these things you learned, you didn't need God. Your parents could teach you. For some of us, we learned a lot of things from our friends in school because our parents probably didn't have time. So you've learned a lot already. But the thing is, the people you're learning these things from are not perfect. So whatever they are telling you, they might say, trust me, it will work. It might not work. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
They are not perfect. But then you've already learned these things. And for some of you, it might be hard to readjust, to change the way you have learned how to do things. For example, if in school you were going out with some guys and, you know, maybe secondary school, and you guys were the happening guys in school, and nobody dares try you, and then you get born again and someone slaps you, you've learned that if someone tries you, you should respond. Are we together?
Yes,
you've learned how to slap them back. That's what you learn from people. But when you get born again, things would have to change. The way you think would have to change. The way you see life would have to change. You begin to see life the way God sees life. Are we together?
Yes,
you begin to talk the way God talks. You begin to respond the way he tells you to respond. Not the way others would tell you to. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. Jesus said, if you have an issue with your brother, he says, go and talk about the issue with your brother. Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, go talk about the issue with your brother. Discuss it one-on-one. He said, if you repent, you have gained your brother. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
This is God's idea. If you have an argument with someone, go and talk to them. Now, that could be very difficult. Because you're having an argument, they should be the one to come and apologize to you. Right?
Yes.
Or if you're a very good Christian, you say, I'm praying to God that he will touch their heart. But that's not what Jesus said. Someone can meet you and say, this lady offended me, but I'm praying to God that he will tell her. And the person might sound very spiritual. You might think, what a good Christian, you're even praying for her, even after what she did. But that is not how God says you should respond. Jesus said, go and meet, because at times, someone might offend you. You think the person offended you, but when we check the story, it is you that caused the trouble. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
When someone says, this person offended me, and then you listen to both sides, say, you're the one with the problem. So that's why he said, go and talk to that person. When you talk, you might realize, oh, I misinterpreted the situation. And then you apologize. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
so one of the things he begins to teach you as a Christian is how to respond. Now, when God tells you this is how you should respond, you don't say, no, I like the way I'm doing things. Then you're not ready. When you become born again, you're born into a real kingdom. Are we together?
Yes, Pastor.
You're born into a real what?
Kingdom.
And every kingdom has a what?
King.
Has a what?
A king.
Has a king.
Yes.
That's why it's kingdom.
Yes.
So who is the person in charge of how they behave in that kingdom?
King.
The king. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you an example. Here in Nigeria, being homosexual is a crime. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
It's wrong. You'll be jailed. Okay? So the democracy is king. We elect officials. They set the laws. So the law is like king. Do you understand?
Yes.
So in Nigeria, being homosexual is a felony. You'll be put in prison. Okay?
Yes.
Now, you can say, I don't like that rule. And then you go to another country where it is not wrong. Are we together?
Yes.
All right. Now, while you're going there, they could say, by 4 a.m., everybody should be indoors. But where you are, you don't like Nigeria, you want to go to Canada. But 4 a.m., that's when your eye used to open. That's when you want to visit people. If you're going to move from this kingdom to the other kingdom you like, you have to decide that whatever rule is in that kingdom, I would follow. Are you with me?
Yes,
whatever they say, I would agree. Now, when you got born again, you were born into a kingdom. So, when you say, I declare that Jesus is Lord, you know what Lord means? Oga, master, king. That means whatever he says, I will do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He also teaches you how to respond, how to talk, how to be. The Bible says, be slow to speak. Have you seen that in your Bible before?
Yes,
have you seen that in your Bible before?
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go to James. Let me just show you quickly. James 1 verse 19. I read it. It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, you notice, he said every man. So if you're a brethren, if you're a Christian, praise the Lord. He's talking to every single one of us. He says, let every man be swift to hear. That means be fast to hear. There are people that are not fast to hear. Maybe something happened. They are not quick to hear. They like listening to themselves. They don't like listening to others. He says, let every man be what? Fast to hear. Before you give your opinion, listen. Before you give your own advice, listen. That's what the Bible says. Learn to listen. That should be your first response. What happened? Are we together? Yeah. He says, let every man be swift to hear, then what? Slow to speak. Okay. Someone says, me, I'm very outgoing. Yeah, there are people like that. As we are here right now, even to keep quiet is a problem. That's why during service, you see, that's how I am. Oh, everybody in my family, that's how we are. Yes, that's how you were. When you got born again, something changed. And so when he says, be slow to speak, he's telling you, this is what you can do now. Be slow to speak. So he's teaching you how to talk. Are you noticing? God thinks he needs to tell you how to talk. At times, keep quiet. Are we together? At times, observe. There's people that don't observe anything. Fire is burning. They say, I've been spending something since. But they don't observe his fire. God says, be slow to speak. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then he says, be slow to rot. That means don't get angry quickly. He's telling you how to respond. Are you seeing it? Before you get angry, he says, be slow. Calm down. Be slow to rot. I'm saying this to say, when you get born again, he begins to reteach you all the things you had learned before. He thinks it's not good enough. Listen, if everything you learned from everybody was good enough, you need to be born again. You'll be okay. But then when you got born again, it means that was not good enough. That information you received was not good enough. And God begins to teach you how to behave, how to talk, how to think, how to respond. Now, it is our year of laughter. And he will teach us how to respond. When God is teaching you, you don't argue, you agree. You realize, listen, all your arguments, where you are is not the best place you can be. He knows the best place. And so instead of arguing, you agree. Now he says, be slow to speak. Normally when you go back home, you start making noise, shouting. But God has told you something. What do? You agree. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I remember when I was in 100 level. That was when I came across this verse. From this black KJV Bible I used to read. So then, when I come to my friend's room, I'll play with them. Do you understand? I was the one telling the jokes. You might not believe it, but it was me. All right? I was the one playing all around and dancing all around. But I had seen this verse. So one day, I'll never forget that day, I came to my friend's room and I sat on a bed, two bunk bed. So I just sat down and I was just quiet. Remembering the Bible says, be slow to speak. So I was just quiet. My friend's roommate came and said, Abe, what happened to you? You have changed, though. I looked at her. I kept quiet. She said, talk now. Then I showed her the word of God. I said, the Bible says, be slow to speak. She said, I bless God for your life, oh. But then that was where my transformation started. That's why I still remember it till today. Because they were shocked that I could change. So if God says to do something, to change the way you've learned or you've known how to do things, you can. You can change. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, that your blood is always hot. Have you seen people like that? Say, my blood is always hot. My blood is boiling. There are people like that. Every time they walk on the road, they're angry. If you touch them, always angry. When you get born again, the Bible says, be slow to rot. Meaning something has changed inside of you. That fire that was always burning your blood and it was always boiling, God has put it out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right.
So one more thing he teaches us, go to James, same James chapter 2. I've entered my message now. Then some people come to church and they are just boning. And if you sit beside that person, God bless you. Tell your neighbor you're a success. I'm giving you an example. All right? If someone who is always boning is by your side, tell your neighbor you're a success. You go, wait. Let me finish my example. You go, you're a success. They're always angry, always looking straight. Tell anybody you're a success. You're a success. Why are they angry? Maybe they are hungry. All right, James 1 or James 2. Are you there? Did I say James 2? I meant James 1. You people, I said James 2, then I said the right thing. You people now corrected me. Strange correction. James 1, are you there? Verse 2. It's part of devotional, so I just want to take a cue from there. Verse 2. Are you there? I want everybody to see this. If you're not there, say, wait for me. We are all there. Verse 2. He says, my brethren. That means he's talking to you. Are we together? He's talking to you. You know, in the Bible, God talked to unbelievers. He talked to his children. He talked to demons. But this one, he's talking to you. He said, my brethren. That means brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise the Lord. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He's teaching you how to respond. Listen, there is nothing you have gone through. Are we together? You are going through. You will go through that God doesn't know already. And in your going through it, he has a way you should behave. Are we together? There's a way he thinks you should respond. You should behave. He says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Did you notice he said diverse? Diverse means numerous. At times you could have somebody, while you're dealing with this challenge, another one comes. Have you ever seen cases like that before? Come on, are you in this place? Then you have someone, while you're dealing with this issue, financial issue, there's emotional problem. While you're trying to settle that one, you get sacked from work. While you're trying to settle that one, they are fighting in your village. Praise the Lord. Diverse temptations. So God knows it can come. Listen, if you're facing diverse temptation, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not strange. God already says, when you fall into diverse temptation, so it will come. For some of you, it's just one problem. After one problem, another problem. For some others, three at the same time, just you. But it says, in that or in those temptations, count it joy. Listen, I told you, he teaches you how to respond. The world, growing up, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Growing up, we learned worrying. I don't know about now, but I know then when I was younger, a lot of elderly people I knew had high BP. Hypertension. You know people like that? They are always worrying, always thinking. Say, will I not worry? Eh? I'm bothered, I want to worry. Will I not think? Have you heard that before? Why? Because they have challenges. So while growing up, here's my point. While growing up, you have been set, programmed to worry if you have challenge. In fact, worrying becomes a thing for adults. If you're an adult, you must worry. You must be concerned. You must go, what happened? I'm just thinking. I'm just worrying. That's how you have learned. But when you get born again, you have to relearn. You have to take that class again. And God says, in that challenge, count it joy. That's why I said at times you might not feel like it, but you go, ha, ha, ha. Why is he telling you count it joy? If God is saying that challenge, count it as joy, that means he has seen the end already. He's saying it's a small thing. It's something you can handle. So relax. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you knew your favorite football team won the match, even if the top striker went out at round one of the game, you will not be concerned. In fact, then you want to see how it happened. If CR7 went out and all the guys who know how to play with him went out and you heard they actually won, you want to see who is that person. Are we together? So he's saying in your life, God has seen the end of the problem already. He's saying, hey, Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Let me show you this. Verse 2. Are you there? Yeah. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Have you seen somebody say, only me, I'm still trying to get into school, then this one too, my mother's shop, government has closed it, is it only me? Yes, it's only you that particular challenge is happening to. But let me tell you the good news. God knew about it. He did. The Bible says that there is no temptation, are we together, that you would face that he did not allow. Meaning that for him, you have to believe this. It's either you believe it or you not. There is nothing you will face that he did not permit. And God is a good God. If he permitted it, it means you can win. Are we together? It means you can win. He has looked at you. He has looked at the challenge. You're bigger. So how come when it hits you, you don't know? You don't feel that way. Are we together? Because God thinks you're bigger, but the challenge looks so heavy. Look at this. Verse 2. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He says, knowing this. So he's telling you, count it joy because of this knowledge. There's something you should know. You're not just counting it joy because that's what they say you should do. No, he wants you to know something. Look at this. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Number one, know that that thing is trying your faith. It came to test you. It didn't come to destroy you. It came to test you. It came to test all the time you've been hearing the word of God and shouting in church, did you really believe? That's why God allowed you to come, because he knew you had heard enough to deal with that situation. It came to try you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Here in church, we say, I don't fall sick. Is that true?
Yes.
We say it. You say it. You hear it. If sickness comes, it not come to kill you. It came to test if all the things you've been saying since, you believe it. That's what the Bible says. So when you know that thing came to test, you say, count it joy. You have passed already. You've passed that exam already. That's why he allowed it to come. So that you will know what you really believe. Listen, there are some people that have used their faith and they've destroyed cancer. All along, when we were here saying, in the name of Jesus, no lump in my body, they didn't feel any lump. It's easy to say it when you're not feeling anything. Are we together? When you don't feel pain in your body, you say, no pain here. Because you don't feel it. When you feel it, and you still say no pain yet, you learned something. Then you realize, it worked though. It worked. And that's why he lets it come. He says, that challenge came to try you. All the things you have heard from God's word, did you believe? It came to show you. So you think, me and that challenge, which is bigger? Or who is bigger? I am. Are we together?
Yes.
I am. If I am, that is a small thing. While, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
While you have decided that you are bigger than that challenge, it might not go the next day. Are we together? Have you been in that position before? You're using your faith, and that faith, you had to use it for close to a month. Has that happened to you before? So much so, when people talk faith, you don't want to hear it again. Because you've been waiting for a month. So when you say, listen, this challenge came to test my faith, the first day, I'm bigger than you. After the first week, I'm big, you are small. After 3 weeks, hi. You will not even say anything anymore. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. Listen to this. If God saw the challenge, and saw you, and saw that you were bigger, and the challenge came. But when the challenge came, you didn't feel bigger. Alright? The challenge felt very heavy. That means there's something about you that needs to be toughened up. Are we together? So that challenge, if you don't win at the spot, it came to toughen up something in you. Look at this. Verse 3. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is working. Did you see it there? He says, the trying of your faith worketh. So when that challenge comes, something is working inside you. If you were bigger, listen, let me give you an example. How do I explain this now? Okay. If I took this chair, all right? Are you with me? Can you see me? This chair, she's sitting on one of the chairs, and I put this speaker on it. What will happen? Will the chair still remain standing? With this speaker? Come on, talk to me. With this speaker? You're sure? All right. You're sure? I think it will break, oh. Okay, but here's the point. But it will feel, you might not, chair is a non-living thing. But you can tell it will not be right. Do you understand? Okay. Now, if I support this chair with something else, then if I put this speaker on it, it would stand. Are we together? So the issue is not that the chair is small. There is something that needs to be added to the chair so it would stand. And so when that challenge comes, you are bigger than it. It's true. But something might need to be worked inside of you. That's why you notice the challenge, because that thing is not there. Are we together? If I tell you to carry a phone, is this a challenge? Can I have this? Thank you. Pick this up. Is this a challenge? Because you've been carrying it. It's small. All right? If I give it to an ant, will it be a challenge? It will die. Are we together? Because it's not used to it. If I give you this speaker to carry with one hand, because I can, all right, to take it, it will be a challenge to you. But you know there are people, weightlifters, that can carry it like this. How come it didn't destroy them, even though they are people too? Because they have trained themselves. Are we together? Something has been added to them. So that challenge is not a challenge. Now listen, when that challenge comes and it is tough to you, God says, okay, there's something you need inside of you. So that challenge, he says, the trying of faith is working something inside of you. It's making you tougher. Here's the point. There are some of you, maybe you needed 1,000 naira and you used your faith and you got 1,000 naira. At that level, 1,000 naira was a challenge. After you use your faith, 1,000 naira will stop being a challenge. It will be something else. So that challenge, even as you won, did something inside of you. Are we together? Worked something inside of you. Look at this. Verse 3. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. How? So he's saying the problem with every challenge is impatience. You notice that? The problem. Someone says, no, how can you say that? It's impatience. Now, for some of us, there are different levels of patience you can give to a problem. Are we together? Yes, you wrote JAMB this month. The list is supposed to come out, right? The first list comes out after 1 month. And then they say the second list is coming. The first list, you don't see your name. You'll still be patient. Are we together? That 1 month is not too long. After 3 months, they release the second list. You don't see your name. What will happen? You become concerned. Why? It took 3 months. If they are released the second list the next day, you think a third list is coming. But it has taken long. Are we together? He's saying every challenge, the problem is impatience. Someone who has cancer, for example, if that cancer will go tomorrow, it won't be a challenge. For example, you have some people that say, I have malaria. Have you seen people like that? I have malaria. Why? Because they know with some few drugs, it won't take time. It will go. But AIDS, there's no cure. So time becomes important. Are you seeing it? He says, the challenge is really impatience. He says, but that problem comes to work patience in you. Are we together? To work patience. Something is working inside of you. Patience. So you master time. Even if it doesn't go away tomorrow, you know it will go away. You've learned to master time. Are you in this place? Go to that verse 2 again. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He says, rejoice. Why? Because that temptation is exposing something you do not know, that you could not be patient. Are you seeing it? You could not patiently wait for the word of God to walk. Let me give you an example. If someone came and told me they are shooting at Cheetah, I'll not be concerned. And I'm telling you right now. If I'm concerned, it'll be for other people. For me, I'm okay. Are we together? Are we together? But if they say they are bombing at Cheetah, I will still not be concerned. But are we together? You know bombs are different from bullets. Praise the Lord. Bullets, is if the bullet is towards your direction. Bomb, it doesn't need to be in your direction. Are we together? All right. So the fact that I'm concerned it's bomb is revealing something about what I believe to me. Are you seeing it? I should not be concerned because the Lord is my helper and he's bigger than any bomb. But the fact that I'm concerned means that, oh, there's something I've not worked on in my life. I'm still concerned about this situation. And so he says, count it joy because it's an opportunity for me to improve. Let me give you an example. Are you in this place? We are getting there. There was once when I first started driving. I'll drive. And then if something is about to happen, I say, I'll, you know, give some declarations. Never. Do you understand? Let's say tanker or whatever is shaking. I'll go, never, while I'm driving. Are you with me? So one day I was driving. And while I was driving, this bus, you know how buses drive, the drivers, very interesting, as though they have immunity, all right? So I was driving, and the bus driver just came so close to my car, all right? If he had come just a bit closer, he would have bashed the car. Now, he was coming this way, so that was towards my direction. You know what I did? I closed my eyes. Then I opened it. I was driving. Do you understand? You're not supposed to close your eyes while you're driving. I closed my eyes in shock. Then I opened it. And he didn't bash my car. And, you know, I could still go. I could not forget that experience. Why? Because I thought that was a very bad response. Are you seeing it? Because if I close my eyes and press accelerate, even if there's no accident here, there'll be one there. And closing your eyes, if problem is coming, it's not closing your eyes that will take it away. You have to speak the word. Are we together? So I kept thinking, why did I close my eyes? At times I'll be in my room and I'll go, never. You know, practicing what I should have done that I did not do. Praise the Lord. But here's the thing. That proved to me that in that situation, I had not trained myself properly. Are you seeing it? So it's an opportunity for me to train myself. So in case a bus next time, it might be a tanker. It could be something more dangerous is coming. Let's say the tanker is speeding and the brake has spot. It's not closing your eyes that will help you. You say, I'm in charge. Out. Are we together? That's what you should do. And so I started training myself. And now I'm a pro. Praise the Lord. Alright, so he says, listen, he says, count it all joy when you fall into temptation. The fact that this thing is a temptation to you means that there's something you have not learned that you will learn. And after you have learned it, it will no longer be a temptation to you. Look at it. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. Why is patience important? Verse 4. If you're here, say I'm here. Alright. He says, but let patience have a perfect work. He says, let patience be complete in you. Learn to be patient with God. Are we together? There was once I told you guys that God thinks he's very fast. You remember that? And you think, God, why are you slow? He thinks he's very fast. He thinks he's operating with the speed of light. Someone needs a baby after 7 years of marriage. Say, Lord, God thinks he's fast. I told you guys, watch 9th service. Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years after God appeared to them. And when God came, he said, at a set time. Meaning, all the while they were waiting, after 10 years, God didn't think it was a set time. Abraham thought he's slow. God thought, this is very fast. After 20 years, it was not the set time. At the 25th year, God appeared. I said, all right, at a set time, your wife will give birth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, for you to work with that kind of God, you have to be patient. What he's doing you, the way he's doing you, is not how he's doing him. So you say, God, don't you see my problem? He's in heaven, cooling, chilling. And for you to work with him, you have to learn to chill. Are we together? All right, look at this. He says, but let patience, this is God talking to you. He's saying, be patient. There's some of you here, you have some challenges. God is talking to you. Say, let patience have a perfect work in your life. Then look at what will happen. He says, that ye may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting what? Oh, wait. That ye may be perfect. Oh, patience can make you perfect. Complete. Someone says, do you need anything to say, no, I'm perfect. Patience can do that. Let's finish. He says, and entire, wanting, is it possible in life to want nothing? You know, David was the one who first of all said it. Said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, the word of God is telling us that it is possible for you to live this life wanting nothing. Listen, praise the Lord. Because you understand time. Are we together? You understand time. That thing you want now, when you understand time, you know it will come at the right time. So someone says, don't you want? You say, no, it will come at the right time. At this point, I want nothing. Because if God has not given to me right now, I don't need it now. Praise the Lord. He says, let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting what? Nothing. Let me give you an example, then we'll close. No matter how good a chef is, you know who a chef is? Who is a chef? Okay, just to be sure. No matter how good, they say international chef, all right? Chef used to cook for presidents. That chef cannot cook jollof rice from the scratch in 2 seconds. Are we together? Or is it possible? No matter how good the chef is, he cannot say, I want to prepare some jollof rice. Then goes in, then brings out the rice. Or comes out and say, it's ready. He say, what kind of rice is that? You see, in that situation, you know there is no way he will not spend time. But while he's spending time, you know something is happening. He's adding the right ingredients. Are you seeing it? The thing is cooking. All right. In your life, there are some things that would happen that time is needed. But while time is passing, something is happening. Are we together? God is putting the right ingredients. Time is needed. He says, listen, be patient. Now listen, are we together? If that chef comes and says, I want to prepare jollof rice, and after 15 minutes, all right, the rice is not cooked, will you be bothered? Would you be bothered? After 1 hour, the rice is not cooked. Would you be bothered? You'll be bothered. But if the chef comes and says, I'm almost done, just wait. Would you wait? Why would you wait? You're already smelling the food. You can already see the food. You can taste the food. So you will wait because you know, this time is important. Praise the Lord. Your life, the challenges you might face, the things you want to pass away is like that food. Might not go away at once, but calm down. Are we together?
Yes,
calm down. God knows the challenge before it came to you. He says, let patience have a what? Perfect work. A woman, no matter how strong she is, to me, I'm very outgoing. I'm very agile. She cannot get pregnant and give birth in a day. Are we together? If you heard that, say, what happened? All right? Okay, two things that I just said I want you to notice. If the food was prepared under 2 seconds, you know there's a problem. Are we together? That's why I told you God thinks he's fast in your life. Thinks he's fast. If the food is taking time, you know the chef knows what he or she is doing. That's the kind of confidence God wants you to have towards him with regards to your life. That thing might be taking time, but your God is bigger than a chef. He knows what he's doing. That woman that is pregnant, no matter how agile she is, no matter, listen, she might say, I'm going to pray 3 days fasting and prayer. She still has to wait for 9 months before she gives birth. Time is important. Now, as she's pregnant, they come and say, do you have a child? She said, very soon. The child might not be there physically, but she knows very soon the child is coming. And so let's say you want something from God. You see, that is what we call faith. They might not see it, but you know it's inside. You know very soon it's going to happen. So, for some of us, while someone is cooking jollof rice for us, we might not be very happy that they are taking time. But you know what? We are happy because we know we'll eat the food. So while we are waiting, you could see some people smiling because they're already smelling the food. They might not see it, but they are smiling. God says, count it all joy. He says, because the trying of your faith worketh patience. And he says, let patience have a perfect work so you will want nothing. You understand there's a time for everything. Are we together? There's a time. Now, because you understand patience, doesn't mean something cannot come at once. Praise the Lord. There's a time for everything. He says, count it joy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Count it joy. At times you ask yourself, but why am I eager like this? Let me give you an example. Something that's happened to me. At times, now, if I have a plan, are we together? A plan for a program, a plan for a project. If you've worked with me before, I like everything to be done that day. Praise the Lord. He knows. If we want to hold a camp meeting the next 3 months and I have the idea today, I want to know the price of venue, the price of food that day. If you tell me tomorrow, it has to be with caution. Are we together? All right. So at times, we work in my faith. All right. Even if the project is 3 months, I want it now. Do you understand? I want it now. And I might not get it now. So at times, I just ask myself, hey, calm down. Calm down. Let time pass. You get it. That's what I tell myself at times. Let time pass. There are days I want it now and it comes now. Because there cannot be tomorrow. All right? There are other times it will take time. But you see, he's training me to master time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So no matter the challenge you would face, know, number one, he says, count it joy. Because that challenge is doing something in your life. There's something in your life that needed to be set. Praise the Lord. There's something you needed to know that you did not know, and that's why that thing became a challenge. But now that it has come and you have seen, oh, this is a challenge, you would win. And then it will not be a challenge anymore. If you didn't know that by putting on the switch, the light bulb would come on. If they take light, putting on, praise the Lord. If someone puts off the switch, it will be a challenge to you. Because you don't know that in order for lights to come, someone has to put on the switch. Are we together? So you can call your brother and say, please, there's no light in this place. What do I do? Why it's a challenge? You can start thinking, how do I plan my life now without light to iron my cloth? It's a challenge. But once you learn that all you need to do is to put on that switch, it stops being a challenge. If tomorrow someone puts off the switch, you just go, and then you put it on. Listen, life is like that. That thing that is trying your faith, the reason why it's a trial is because there's something you need to know about that situation. Once you know it, it ceases to be a trial. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he says, count it joy. All the things that you have learned last year, this year, you'll be tried. You'll be tried. It could be a health issue. You know, at times, people think if there's a pain in my body, it means something is wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with you. The word of God that you've been hearing about health, dominion, authority, something has to test it. Are we together? So when that pain comes, it says count it joy, because finally you put your faith to work. You would see that the word of God is real. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm strong in faith.
Giving glory to God. And no matter what I face,
I know
that all things are working together
for my good.
From today, am counting joy all of my experience, financial experiences, I count them joy. Body experiences, I count them joy. Emotional experience, I count them joy. Because I know whatever challenge I face is working something in me. It's working patience in me. It's making me able to want nothing. Go ahead and speak.